Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs for Erev Shabbat Pikudei. Mishnah Yomi is in Nedarim, chapter 7, Mishnah 4. Hanoder min habayit. Someone takes a neder against a particular home. Mutzer be'aliyah. He can't go into the house, but he could go up into the attic level. Sometimes in ancient times, they had one family living on the bottom level, and then on the top level, it was rented out to someone else. It was a totally different family. You'd have a ladder coming from the outside to get in. Div Rabbi Meir. So this is according to Rabbi Meir. Says the house does not include the aliyah. Chochamim Amir, their sages say, aliyah biklal abayit. The upper level is included in the bayit generally. But hanodim in aliyah, if his neder is only from the upper level, mutzer b'bayit. He's allowed to go into the lower level of the home. Mishnah Hey, Hanoder Minamita. Someone takes a neder against the bed. So he can't use the bed for sleeping. Mutar Bidargush. He actually sleep on a dargush. Now a dargush, one shot it was like sort of a small couch that was usually used for decoration. It's sort of like not a normal bed, but if you have to, or some seats like a footstool to climb up to a higher bed. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Again, like the last Mishnah, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir that this dargush is not a normal bed. It's not included in the word bed. Chachamim Omri, the other sages disagree. They say dargush bichlal mita. It is a type of bed. It's included in that klal. But the Mishnah adds a nodim in a dargush if his neder is on a specific type of bed, mutzer b'mita. Then he could use a normal bed. A nodim in a ear. What if he takes a vow against going into a specific city? Mutter likanis l'tchuma shel ir. He is allowed to enter into the tchum. Now the tchum we described in detail back in Erevin, which was just about a year ago, just over a year ago, that there's 2,000 amot around every city that it's allowed to travel there on Shabbat. On Shabbat we have a mitzvah to stay in your place, but 2,000 amot around your city is to be considered your place, though we saw in Erevin methods to move your default tchum to a different location. So here, when the Mishnah says tchuma shel ir, we mean the default 2,000 amot Shabbos boundary around the city. So he could go in there. That's not considered the city. V'asur likanas le'ibura, but he can't go into the ibor of the city. Ibor literally means the pregnancy, like the swelling. But halachically, as we learned in Erevin, it's 70 amot and 4 tefachim past the last house. It's considered the space that sort of serves those last row of houses of the city. It's sort of like the backyard of all those houses, so it's considered part of the city. So the Ibor, that little boundary region just outside the houses, is considered part of the city, but the Tchum, the 2,000 amot that they start measuring at the end of the Ibor, is not the city. Of all another been a bayit. But if his neder was against a specific house, the Mishnah contrasts to the city, aser mina agaf lifnim. It's from the door frame and inside is not allowed. But the yards outside and the areas outside would still be allowed. It's only the house itself, in contrast to the city. Yishar kohachem, good Shabbos.